So the very first image of the James Webb Telescope has finally been released. And even though it's such a tiny image, the equivalent of a grain of sand, or sugar, or salt, held at arm's length in the night sky. It holds so many mysteries and so much information. It shows us so much. It proves so many theories. It's focused on a galaxy cluster 4.6 billion light years away. But the furthest light that it picked up is over 13 billion years old. Think of that. That's almost light as old as the universe itself. We've almost seen the edge of this universe and into the next. This is an amazing breakthrough and technological achievement. Will humans be able to see even further with the next one? Will you be able to discover those that stare back? Or will the discoveries end here? But let's take a moment to talk about what is in the image taken by this amazing telescope. The points of light with streams coming off of them are stars. Those are closer. The points of light without streamers are entire galaxies. The blue ones contain stars, but very little dust. This dust is believed to be a key ingredient in forming life. Because without that dust, planets will not form coherently. The red objects are enshrouded in thick layers of dust. Green galaxies are populated with hydrocarbons and other chemical compounds. It is hoped that researchers will be able to use this data to understand how galaxies form, grow, and merge. And in some cases, why they stop forming stars altogether, and why galaxies sometimes just die. Taking pictures is just one of the telescope's jobs. It has sensors to obtain spectrum data that can analyze physical and chemical properties that can help researchers identify many more details about distant galaxies, just like what we've already discussed. And as you stare into the abyss, knowing now that the abyss is not so empty, and that it is quite full of wondrous galaxies and planets and stars and anomalies and nebula. Amazing things that we have yet to discover. Know that as we stare out into the vastness and wonder who might be staring back, what might be staring back, have they already discovered us? And if they have, what would they think of us staring at them, taking pictures of them from millions and billions of years ago? After all, it is such a lonely thing to think that you are the only living thing in the entire universe. There has to be other life out there, and it has to be searching for you as well. And perhaps it's already found you, and it's already trying to make contact, but you just don't know how. Someday, we will travel among the stars and the galaxies, and we will see these for ourselves, and we will look back on these first pictures, and we will think how young we were. But now we finally see, and we know, and we can solve even greater mysteries. Visit higher dimensions. Travel to other universes. Confirm even more hypotheses and theories by Einstein. Solve the mystery of why my cat meows so much. Perhaps we won't solve that one. But the rest, as humanity grows and furthers its knowledge, the rest will just come in time. And one day, humanity will be the ones staring back at a young post-industrial race, staring out at the stars, wondering if they're all alone in the vast unknown universe.